This conference will now be recorded.
Red, and we're good to go.
Off we go.
Okay, so we have a quorum. The only person that we don't have here today is Sheila. She's absent for a medical emergency of her parents. Could we stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance?
We'll imagine a flag.
Is there a flag? He's got one right there, I think.
Hold up, but I'll be the flag bearer.
There you go.
Well, yours is even more old and tattered than ours. Though yours is still red, ours is orange.
Yeah. We need to replace that then.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Liberty and justice.
Yes. More.
Okay, so, you guys all got the agenda now back to everybody. We do have some things to talk about that are not listed on here, but I figure we can cover those under any other items of the business and the board members.
Okay.
So can we get a motion of acceptance of the agenda?
I make a motion that we accept the agenda as printed.
One second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I want to say aye, sir.
I think our comment was in the past, the secretary, let's think through our initial motions before we so that we can work with it and keep it.
Okay.
Okay, so Alan, do you want to give us the treasurer's report? Well, before you do that, I want to just say that we did have on the agenda, we were supposed to have Lori, the auditor, here this evening to give us a debrief on the audit. My fault, because I didn't confirm it with her. I swear, I must have dreamed. I thought I confirmed it with her. Told her about it and everything. But then I said, did I not confirm that with you? And she said, no, I don't think so. So I was digging through my emails, and I failed to confirm with her. So I must have dreamed it.
Next week or next month?
We'll move it to next month, and we're still safe. Because as I noted that, according to the records, for whatever reason, I thought that audit had to go to the state. It does not go to the state. She gives the audit to us, the board of trustees, and then we approve it. And then what happens is then we file it and we work our
with the state.
No, we just file it in our state.
We file it with the county commissioners or?
I don't think we have a requirement to do that based on my notes.
Okay.
If
she'll elucidate that.
Well, no, if Ruben and I was going to say, if Ruben and Lori think that we need to forward it to them I only say that based on the annual report that you gave. Did you tell them you were going to do that? If he said that, then we'll do that.
I'll double check the bylaws. It's the bylaws that tell us.
When you file it, does that mean it's part of public record then?
It becomes a part of public record.
Okay, they have access to it.
With the exception of the management discussion and analysis in that statement.
Okay.
Not something she'll bring.
Okay. On that note, then.
So anyway, so she will be in June, and then looking at our meeting documentation in terms of when the next meeting was and where it's located, that meeting is supposed to take place in Semla, and I'd like to ask the board, can we move the Semla to July and have June and Elizabeth so that way Lori can just come to Elizabeth and not have to go to
Absolutely.
Okay, so can we
move Semla to July?
We're going to move Semla to July and June will be in Elizabeth.
Okay. Is that a motion under what topic?
I don't think it has to be a motion.
Okay, I don't know.
I think it's just a procedural operation.
Okay, but we'll have to change what we've got on the website. But
yeah, we just need to change that. Okay, so I'm sorry. Now, if you want to give the treasurer's report, Alan.
Okay. Going down our assets in the Bank of Oklahoma, we have we still have $21,990.75. I can give you this report. Actually, Ruben ran copies.
Got copies
of this
for everybody. I can give you mine.
I haven't run copies yet, but I can.
Okay.
It's either in the back or it's.
Okay. All she needs is that top cover page.
Top cover.
Okay. And so there's $21,990.75. And that reflects we made a gross interest for the month of 36 cents.
Whoa.
Oh, we're just rolling it right there. Right. Okay. This is the part I'm most proud about. In our community money bank money market account, we have $802,075.92, which means our monthly accrual of interest is about $170. So we in just the short time that we've had that, we've already accrued more than $2,000 in money.
Good move.
So the community bank checking, we have a grand total of $739.366.03. And that is off by, we just had re-added to that $1,633.99 on a check withdrawal that was made to our account from, it was a bank error. So the amount that we have in our checking is off by that amount. And we have $500 in cash. That's petty cash. So our gross assets plus that $1,633.99 is $1,563,932.70. So that's this number right here. The other assets we have prepaid expenses of $28.27, which we normally that was rolled into another deal. We have received in property tax receivables $1,039,444.00. And this is the part where I'm dumb. I'm not sure if that's the aggregate total that we've received this year. Mm-hmm. Or Kathy didn't make that clear.
The property taxes received of $163,910.
Yes.
I think that's what you've received this year. And
that's what I thought.
We should get another one. Yeah.
Well, we have Pacific ownership tax receivable already of $163,910.15.
Those are cars. What? That's auto tax.
That's cars.
Yeah, that's for okay. That's taxes on cars.
Right.
And that goes to us.
So we.
Yeah.
We have a total current assets on those deals there of $1,203,382.42 for a gross assets of $2,767,315.12.
Wow.
That's the accumulation of everything that we have received to date. So it's some of that has been paid out in the previous 6 months of that aggregate total. That's not the available money that we have.
So some of this has been spent.
Yes.
And is this the highest we'll have for the rest of the year?
No.
I have additional info. We are expected like a full property tax revenue of 1.2. It's $1,244,918.99 based on the assessed value of our property and our mill levy rate. The 90% collectible rate is $1,120,427.09,
And we've already collected to date, we should have collected $397,192,087 cents in March, $267,230.67 in April, and then our total, grand total, that we've already collected is $664,423.54. And we are expecting to still collect another $456,003.55.
What it boils down to, with the error of the $1,633.99, our current total liabilities and equity, our total equity, I should say, is $1,560,805.78. That's how much cash, with barring that one error, that we have in the checking and our savings. So we're in pretty good shape, and I'm tickled. I'm proud of what we've done.
So our total, just so you know, our total collected and anticipated income to be received for the next 8 months, which includes that property tax plus the specific ownership tax, is approximately, well, we're estimating, right, $583,250.31. We budgeted that we would get $1.2 million in terms of property taxes, and we budgeted $150,000 in specific ownership taxes. So we're coming in about what we planned.
One was a little high and a little low.
Yeah.
But if you my second page here that has all these tabulations are there, we're actually we're pretty decent shape, and besides having paid off the building in Elizabeth, it's amazing.
We are, and we have, I talked to Mary Ellen this week about it because we were talking about salaries. We're going to talk about this under later topics. We'll talk about specific salary things that we were talking about, but we're probably going to have about, right now, we have about $251,896 that needs to be spent this year, above and beyond in terms of our budget that we haven't spent. So she took and said, you know, based on what you, if we look at what you've been doing the last 4 or 5 months, what we would expect and plan that you're going to do over the next rest of the year, right, then you should have additional available of about $251,896. Where we didn't spend what we budgeted, basically. And part of that is because we do not have a director.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, does that mean it goes away?
No. It's there.
Why do we have to
spend it?
Well,
when you say you're, so let me just, when you
just get yourself in trouble, because people expect you
to spend what you're getting. And so, as we're talking about, bringing in a new director, right? We'll have to consider that. And we'll also talk about in June about compensation of employees, maybe potentially paying bonuses for this whole year for all the work that has been happening. And so we'll talk about that in June, because Mary Ellen will be here in June. And so we can talk about some positive things that we can do to kind of support our employees.
Can I just add something?
Sure.
For your application, when you say they expect us to spend it, whenever you're talking about nobody, you're collecting money, they expect that, you know, if you're not spending that money, is the levy too high? You see, and you don't spend yet, so then all of a sudden, why are you saving all this money?
Well, is that a legal criteria?
No, but
it gets you, it doesn't get somebody then turns around and says, well, I think we're giving them too much.
Then they want to start putting out an election deal to reduce the mill levy, which we don't have any control over. And so we because we've paid off our building and we're not having to pay that expense,
that mortgage,
we're ending up with a surplus of cash.
But there's a point to that, and that is to do this whole renovation.
Well,
as long as they keep following that.
Yes. The problem is too many people just see this lump sum sitting there, and they don't realize that several of us are running around trying to get our ducks in a row. We're talking to the city, we're talking to the county, and we're trying to figure out what we can do, how we're going to do
it. Okay, got that. I got that. So does that mean there are people who are so tuned in to how much money we have that if we don't spend it, they'll be concerned about that? Has that historically happened?
Potentially.
We've already had a couple of comments that Robert has heard from the county commissioners. Why are we sitting on this pile?
But the whole plan and what they briefed was that, what Ruben briefed was that our plan was to pay off the mortgage and then to begin to have capital so that we could take and apply that to our expansion
of what
we're going to do. And what we don't know is we haven't decided yet how we're going to do that. Are we going to partner with somebody in the community? Are we going to take out a loan? Are we going to do based on what we have? So that money, right, even though it may look like we're saving this money, right, if we're not, what it's basically for is for planning purposes to do our building expansion. This year, because we don't have a director and we don't have an admin, we also have additional money in the kitties, per se, because we haven't been paying a director a salary or those benefits.
Which sooner or later may come back and we'll catch up.
What will happen is we will hire before the end of the year, within the next few months, and we're going to start this process in June, right? We will hire a director. And we budgeted $70,000, and we'll have to, Mary Ellen in June is going to start working the budget pieces with us. So then we'll talk about what is that salary going to look like for next year based on our income. We're looking to hire an admin. What would that look like? We're going to do automation, if we can, of payroll and timekeeping and trying to outsource potentially that. So there's expenses. Okay. We just haven't spent them yet.
Okay.
It's done.
So. Really, there are two separate things. One is all this money for perhaps a build out, and then there's all the money that needs to be spent to run the water.
Yes. So this $250,000 or whatever that amount was, it was $251,896 that we're estimating that we have to spend. That is above the $300,000 that we were setting aside in the capital budget, so that way for the expansion. So it's an addition to, and that is because we have not had a director and we have not had those things, right?
It is also difficult for the public to see, unless you live in that portion of the county, that at a certain point we're going to probably have to build another annex to take care of the northwest corner. The population is there. The libraries are out here.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, we're going to be obligated to do that. And the public, unless we kind of get on board with how we present ourselves to the community, and that's part of what we're building.
That's
right
part
now.
Of the planning that we're trying to do.
Thank you for the clarification. Right, this is all a little hazy to me, but that takes me through this. Thank you.
Okay. So, next item. So, do we need to make a motion on that?
Okay. By acclamation, would you folks accept the treasury report as reported?
Yes.
Yeah. So we don't need a motion.
No, I never put motions statement. On you.
Okay, if I make that statement. Okay.
All right. By acclamation, can we approve the minutes from the April 27th,
22? No, that we have to have a motion.
Okay.
Well, we always have. Okay. I don't know. We can skip it.
No, we have to.
I would make a motion that we approve the minutes as printed.
I second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, good.
Aye.
Hello, interim directors.
We're blazing now.
Yeah, really.
What do we say?
I didn't write anything formal this time.
I didn't. I'm running to keep up with myself.
Yeah, you're good.
Maybe a couple highlights, whatever.
Right, yeah. With my announcement, we've been working on trying to get as
much kind of transferred over, trained, stuff like that. We've got the Elon in the works, and I'll get some information from Mary Ellen. Kathy sent me over the email, so I can get Mary Ellen added to that as well, so she could call and do stuff if she needs, or as she's reconciling and doing purchase orders. So we'll get her in pretty soon. Hopefully that won't take too long, but it should at least be ready to go by next cycle. And you know, if not, if I have to do a little something remotely or whatever, we'll do what we can to make it work. But theoretically, with Kathy and Lori on there, they should be able to handle it as well. I do want to make a note to remind you all. I don't know how we want to formally do it. It may be something Mary Ellen does. With the Bank of Oklahoma, when we did visit with the auditor, they reminded us they have a new policy in place that we need to make a deposit every 6 months to keep that account active. That's why they were having trouble to get that report for the audit. So she said anywhere like 50 cents every 6 months should be fine. She recommended maybe 50 cents every 3 months, just in case we forget it. If we forget it on the quarter, that at least we can catch it in the next one. She said at least as of when we talked to her, at least she said there was no real minimal limit. She thought it was a quarter. So as long as we're putting it a quarter in that Bank of Oklahoma, then it'll be fine. But she recommended 50 cents just in case they do set an arbitrary minimum limit. At least they can see that we're doing something. So, and then we just budget $2 a year goes into it. So. So I mean, that's most of my report. Is we've just been trying to get stuff. I've been trying to get stuff wrapped up. We've been collaborating on what we can and getting stuff going and transferred. So that's really taken up my last week or two. few weeks.
Our new ASG. Activities and Services Guide started on the 2nd of May, and man, she hit the ground running.
Yeah.
She is a whirlwind. Her name also is Jen. Mm-hmm. Last name is Yadav, Y-A-D-A-V. It sounds weird. It's because her husband is Indian. Indian.
Yeah.
And so, but she's just been terrific. She's gotten with Janie, they've gotten a lot of decorations and summer reading type stuff up in the Elizabeth Library. She's been working with Susan and with the other Jen, or as we talk about it, our Jen, and then there's Jen R. It's very confusing.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're all working together on summer reading. Since I've been here, I don't remember the interest from patrons in summer reading that we've had this year.
Mm.
Was she in part responsible for the Harry Potter stuff?
No, that is.
That's.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that'll be this Friday and Saturday. We've gotten things up and going. We've got some signups, and we know we're going to have a lot more drop ins because we don't normally do signups. We just wanted an estimate on like snacks and crafts. So it's going to be at the Elizabeth Library.
We've been working. Participation so. You think you might have?
Well, so Nick, who's been really leading the project, I've been helping him and guiding him, but it's been a great learning experience for him. He's estimating, I think he had at least 30 confirmations just vocally. We haven't seen it in the signups, but it's not a requirement that people sign up. We will allow drop-ins. We're just, anyone who does sign up does get the reservation of, we'll make sure that we set aside snacks and supply and the craft supplies, so we guarantee they can do that. But we still have other activities. We'll have a couple of photo booths and backdrops and the Have You Seen This Wizard wanted posters, so they can put themselves in there. They'll get to make wands. We'll talk about the spells. We'll talk about the magical creatures like fantastical beasts and where to find them. I brought over a lot of the supplies we did over in Elbert so that we have some other adornments for the houses, and we'll have some stickers, some temporary tattoos,
wands
for everyone. It's we're excited for it. So,
I noticed on the schedule it's close to being in the lobby there.
Mm-hmm. So we have three different sessions.
There's going to be a screening. Where are you going to do that?
So we're going to do that in the meeting room.
Okay.
So we'll be running it, and people can sit down if they want, or if they just kind of want to wander through. The very first one. So yeah, we'll get that one in on Friday night. But otherwise, Friday and the first two Saturdays are going to be identical. It's going to be just going around to do classes. We've got trivia. We have Uno, Harry Potter. We have a couple other board games, some Legos, and coloring books and stuff for folks to just chat and nerd out while they're enjoying it, and either learning about it or getting to relive it if they've read the books or seen the movies before. And then Saturday evening is kind of its own separate thing. So that's going to be Magic After Dark. So we're going to talk about Lord Voldemort and the Death Eaters, the werewolves, the Dementors, the curses, a little more of the darker stuff that we figured we might want to put a little more of a lower age limit on.
Yeah.
The other stuff is going to be more family friendly, and maybe people don't worry about the curses.
My granddaughter was so into that. I saw all that stuff with that film.
Yeah.
And I just finished, between here and Elizabeth, just finished a Harry Potter book on tape.
Yay!
Oh, wow.
Yep, I've been listening to them as I work on stuff. So
the narrator's
been good.
Oh, is he? He's incredible. Oh, Jim Dale. Okay. He is incredible.
Cool. I want to get to your ASG. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about, I'd like to bring up what I sent an email on. So we talked on Friday when we met, Ruben, Laurie, and I, about the fact that we felt like it would be helpful, mm-hmm. and would kind of help with Ruben leaving, if we brought that ASG into a 40-hour versus a part-time.
Mm-hmm.
So we can bring her up to 40 hours, and we can even pay her $15 an hour if you want to do that.
Yeah, the one thing that and I haven't thought about this, but what will that mean to the other ASG who has been here longer and hasn't physically paid that much?
Yeah, that's the question I wanted to raise about that. 40 hours, though, I didn't tell her about the raise, but Jen did say she'd be willing to do the 40 hours.
So is the ASG, the other ASG, do they have the same experience and education?
It is a little different. She's been with us longer is the main thing that we didn't want to step on toes that way, but we could potentially raise them to a very similar, or if they each get a bump, that.
Let's look at that then.
Yeah.
But what we did was, yeah, I'm glad you caught that.
That's Jen Richardson. So
Jen
R and Jen Y. It is, and they're not going back and forth. So that's just something we haven't really calculated out what would, how that would look. But
so
they're done in Simla. Jen R is.
Oh. So we could do. So if we wanted to, we could raise that position up to $15 an hour. That person is currently at $1,868 a month. No, I'm sorry. That person is currently at $2,400 a month. That add-on or that change, I'm sorry. The change would be $2,400 a month, and it was an add-on of $840 a month, and then times 35% for benefits estimated. So that would be a total new of $3,240 a month, which is in alignment with our actual services guide budget that we already approved, right? We approved this back in when we approved the budget. So you could do that if you chose to do it. And if you want us to talk about the pay thing, let's look at that.
Yeah.
And then we can see maybe we do a month for both.
Yeah.
So if that's $3,240. Yeah.
But that is within your.
That's great that it's already within the budget. Yeah.
Yeah, and the tricky thing, that it's a great question. Our new ASG came to us from Douglas County Libraries. Has her library degree. Has the start on a doctorate, which I hadn't known when we
hired.
I don't think she's going to follow it up. She said she did it just enough to realize, do I really want to do this? Yeah. But that's more than I've done.
Yeah.
she had supervisory positions in Castle Rock, no, not in Castle Rock, in Parker, and Castle Pines, and I think in Lone Tree. She's got tons of experience. I think that she's a good candidate for this position if she wants it. Now, I'm sure that she took maybe a half cut in pay. I mean, I think she's making back from what she was making down the road. But I also don't know if she wants to work 40 hours. We just don't know.
Oh, so I did talk to her with regards to the ASG position that she would be up for 40 hours.
Okay. And then that would include benefits.
Right. I did let her know. I mean, since I was leaving, we wouldn't look down on her if she wanted to apply for my position when it gets posted.
We would be lucky to have her, but
And then we'd be rehiring for a different ASG, but a little bit of a shuffle, but it's going to be a shuffle regardless.
But we need to post the library manager's job, right?
Yeah,
we need to do that. But in terms of the ASG position that she's in today, to kind of give relief here at the library, we can bring her up to 40, allow she could work here and provide additional relief since Ruben is gone. Mm-hmm. And then what I also indicated is that if they, could Ruben also hire a part-time, less than 32 hours? Mm-hmm. Don't do things.
However it works, yeah.
Less than 31.9 hours, right? Less than that weekly at the rate of 1460,
I think it was 1450. It was the top end. Okay. But I think that was the estimate of 32 hours or something. So maybe it's a little different.
1450, 1460, right? Mm-hmm. You could do that, and then he could have another person to help here. So that would kind of give the Kiowa Library some relief with Ruben leaving. And then we can focus on the admin assistant position to help the managers. And continue to focus on the director, and then the either wait for the director to hire a library manager or see if that's something that we need to do. But at least you felt like, because it was summertime and we didn't have Albert, that this would be sufficient for
to help alleviate.
So we can get the director fired.
Right? Yeah, because if Susan's out sick that morning, I mean, we rarely get a sub, so I'm the one covering the 8 hours. So It's and all the rest of our staff that fill out Kiowa are 10 hours a week. Not all of them, but they used to be a lot of para retirees, so they had the limit on the hours and the days they could work. So here and there it would be fine, but we don't know that we could count on them to change their 5 hour day to an 8 hour day on short notice. Having another staff I think would be good, especially in the short term, and then around the time a manager gets hired or whatever. Would be appropriate. My suggestion would just be that half of their time kind of go back into Elizabeth. I think they're going to need they have greater numbers than we do. So that would just be my recommendation.
Third party, possibly.
Right. Yeah. That's what we were talking about earlier. Okay. Or if it works out better, I don't know if Mary Ellen ran it, or we do 2 10-hour positions. In a similar fashion, where for the short term they help Kiowa out, but if they're needed in Elizabeth. Laurie and I haven't talked it too much, but I think as long as ultimately they're going to have to be willing to do both branches or shift or two separate one, and one will move over to Elizabeth, because our numbers just haven't bounced back after our last closure the way that they were last year. So, I mean, by comparison, last year we were seeing 30 to 40 people on a Saturday. This year it's around 10. But I know Elizabeth a few weeks ago, Sandy had said she had 95 people in through Elizabeth. And the other day. So just long term, Elizabeth is going to need that person more than Kiowa will once the manager gets hired. But in the meantime, I think that would be appreciated to just make sure we have solid coverage over here.
So you could hire 2 people if you wanted to at that rate, right? Mm-hmm. It would be fine. As long as you're not exceeding that total, that's within your line item.
And that's what I figured, yeah, because it still count as part-time. So, if we do 10 or 15
So it doesn't require us to do anything.
Okay, good.
We don't need to approve it. Mm-hmm. It's within the line item budget that we've already approved, both the ASG and the library services set.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I'll go back and look at the numbers for the activity services guide and go back and look at them and see what we can do with that. And then I'll let you know. And if we're putting the budget there, we could do that too. It's only if we exceed the budget that we budgeted, right? That we need, let's say, for example, if we talked about potentially an IT person, mm-hmm. and I think we talked about there's like 6,000 in the budget for that person. No, actually, 15,000. So if we were to hire a part-time IT person and that 15,000 would suffice for the IT person, and we had to increase it to, let's say, I'm just using, mm-hmm. let's say $20,000 for the budget, then what would have to do is if we were moving it from another line item to cover that line item, then the board would need to approve it. And what we would also have to do is we would have to do an amended budget and send it to the state. If we change a line item, like if we move money from one line item that we've already approved to a different line item, then we're changing the budget. So then we just have to do an amended budget and we have to send that to the state and let the county know. But we have done that in previous years and we never, as long as we're not exceeding our total budget, it's not a problem, right? To do those kind of movements of money, you just don't want to exceed the budget that you budgeted for the year, and we don't have that problem.
Also, summer reading. Summer reading, like I said, we've had more interest, and Elizabeth Jen has come up with some programs. We haven't had programs the last 2 years. Now, there were programs in Simla if they were outside. Did you have any outside?
Chelsea did do some out here down at the park.
But at the park, but we haven't
done not any, on site,
we
yeah.
haven't done any library programs inside or out since 2019. Well, Jen has come up with, let's see, we've got someone to come and talk about sharks. We've got a lady who puts on a foam, FOAM party. I don't quite know how to explain the foam party.
Kind of like a bubble party.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it's just party. Safe.
Yeah, that's
right. All of us would be able to do
that. It's either that or like hydrophobia.
Yeah. No, it's not hydrophobia. Not having to do rabies shots.
Yeah, thank you.
We've got somebody, we've got an expert on pirates.
What about pottery?
No, this is all fitting into the
questions of possibility.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Possibility, yeah.
I would suggest. I mean, I would.
They're very nice.
I have club members would jump at the chance to do a dog meal. We would have live dogs. Besides, plus we again, it's another public thing to make the public aware that this county has one of the largest dog resource libraries deals in the state. I mean, there's almost 110 books that was donated in my clubs. They're coming up with another 50 or 60 books, just breed specific.
Where are we? Elizabeth, they're all
catalog. Mm-hmm. And the ladies, the librarians have been keeping track for me. More than 30% of that 100 and some odd books have been used on a regular basis. They're going to other places in the state and coming back to us.
Oh, that's
the beautiful thing about it. These are books you can't get anywhere else.
It is. There's books, everything you can think of, homeopathic things to training, any kind of performance type thing you can think of, and there's some different behavioral problem things. I mean, it's really a phenomenal collection of dog stuff, and so we're expanding the breed stuff because I have club members. Several of us are judges. We have big collections of dog specific books that, and we've read them. And we have our breed standards and stuff. We can let the book go. There are a couple of books I have that are out of print or antiques. I won't let go, but still, the library district here will end up by the first of the year. They'll have probably we'll surpass what City and County Denver has.
So anyway, it's so wonderful to have. Not like Chelsea was doing these things, but Jen having come from a place with a bigger budget than ours, She dreams a little bigger, which is really helpful. Dreaming big means you reach a little further. I think any worry we had about, Chelsea had quite a following. The tree lighting, the Christmas tree lighting, was an eye opener for me, because Chelsea would arrive and all the little kids at tree lighting would go, "Oh, Miss Chelsea!" Well, like I was with a rock star. It was the weirdest. I thought, oh, geez, are these people going to come back? Coming back, that crazy. She was 33 on Monday morning.
Oh, wow.
We figured. So you're getting to know her. And we think maybe that was a little cabin fever from the snow.
Yeah.
But 33 people in that little, got to take pictures when we need to tell people that we have to raise money for a new library.
Yes. Yeah. For space, for whatever activity.
And, you know, I will give her the option of using the meeting room since they can spread out more. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she's doing great. I checked just before I left, since the beginning of the month, so it's not even a month's worth, we've handed out 58 new library cards.
Mm. Oh, it really good.
It's really good, yeah. And I complain and moan about the construction going on in three directions around us. Yeah. I complain only because of the noise, and because the fill dirt that's going on into the east of us, that's going to be an office complex. Mm-hmm. The fill dirt comes from west of Castlewood. So I follow the trucks in the morning, big, long side dump trucks, all the way to Elizabeth, all the way around the corner, and then I stop and wait while they back in. And then if I leave at 5 o'clock, I follow them all the way back to Castlewood, and I curse all the way. And then the same thing's going on the other side of Bivar. Those are apartments. I'm excited about the apartments because there will be people who can walk to the library.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about that.
I have a friend who has a condo in Lamas, and she was at the Basalt Library. I think you got a picture. She was at the Basalt Library, and I was like, "That's a library?" And she was like, "Yeah, we need to go visit that library for inspiration."
Jenny's got
oh, really? We need to go to that library for inspiration, because she said she thinks that's probably the best library she's ever been at.
Let's do it.
And
let's
I was like, we should go there. We should road trip it. Go check it out, because I thought it would give us inspiration for what we could do. She said they were at a music concert, a little outdoor concert there. Right. So I was like, oh, that's really good. Like, if we could make our library be that thing that stands out in community, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that would just be great.
Yeah. The Smoky Hill Rectal Library.
So we should take these down and we should do road trips when we're talking about that.
So where the salt is that near on I-70?
No, it's near Aspen.
Near Aspen, okay.
Okay. It's off there. It's off the beaten track off.
But I mean, they had some outdoor art or something that outside that was really, really cool too.
There's something I've been looking at, and we won't have residences right next to us. I think this would be cool. But it's a new thing with small libraries, outdoor instruments. So they're the size of like playground equipment.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like drums and xylophones and.
Western Park.
Yeah.
And the kids love them.
And I've been
and the adults could too.
And the adults could too.
Yeah. And I followed some discussions about what happens when the library's not open. They haven't gotten any vandalism, and that they hold up really well in the weather. So anyway, things are going well in Castle Rock, in Elizabeth, and I'm just so grateful to have a new ASG, and grateful to have the team that I've got. I'm every single person pulls more than their weight, especially while I've been a little bit distracted with other things.
Mm-hmm. And we will talk about compensation, giving some kind of a compensation bonus for the people expect that.
I'm always humbled by the people in this district who just work outside of themselves. Nobody complains. Nobody, they just show up and just do it. So that's the end of my report.
So for Kiowa, we did get the new doors installed and the new frame.
Beautiful.
Which, yeah, when he added the frame, I mean, it just took it to the next level.
Well,
so
I'm just sitting here enjoying the circle. And the circle.
Yeah, so I tried to match the motif so it would be a nice. Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, so he still has a couple coats to do inside and out, but they're at least stable for now. And then I got two new handles, so one to match the front on the back. So he's gonna fix up our back door. We might look at replacing it, but probably not me specifically. But he thinks he can repair it because it's just been drilled in so many times. He's like, mm-hmm. I can fill this, and then we can just put the handle on it. And then the keys will match. The doors will, the handles will match at least. So that's coming along, and then. We were having troubles with the toilet. He did a little cleaning. He recommended to me that we replace it because it's the same one since when I started 7 years ago. So so I went and picked that up yesterday. So I got it in the shed. He'll either look at it this weekend or next to get it replaced. And so we'll do that. And he's thinking he might spruce up our maybe a little tile that's easier to clean or something in the room. It's pretty small, so should be a pretty easy project that way. So.
Well, and there's money in the budget for.
Yeah,
might instead of tile, consider FRP board, fiberglass board. It's you can buy these fiberglass panels at Home Depot or Lowe's.
Okay.
And they have plastic moldings for them, and it becomes a waterproof, wipeable surface.
Good.
With no
that's
grad,
what
no
we
grad
want
joints to deal with. And when I was a handyman, I was in the process of redoing all of the TJ Maxx bathrooms in the city. I mean, they had me every 2 months.
Yep.
I did one store. And so it makes a very wipeable, easy to clean surface.
I'm sure he's probably.
It's FRP board, fiberglass reinforced panels. And they can, if he can't get the colors, if he thinks he needs a specific color, I still have access to the wholesale place that supplies Home Depot and stuff. And it's like $24 a panel.
It's a small space. So, yeah. That,
4-bay sheets. I mean, two panels is probably more than two that bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that'll take
care of for less than $100 worth of materials, by the time you get the caulk, everything. And it's just the cost of the labor.
And I think we probably still have some. Yeah, it's just concrete that was painted on. And so he's like, we could spruce that up while we're doing other things. And he's going to snake it and everything too to make sure so that it's all good and shouldn't give us any problems anytime soon. So that's on the horizon. I got us the new lights to replace what we have. So they're all solar lights for the pathway. And then our new spotlights for the sign at night, because the cheap ones I got off of Amazon a few years ago broke. So I was like, well, I'm from Home Depot. Exactly. And these ones they didn't break the bank. So we'll hopefully it'll last us a few years at least instead of just one or two, whatever those last ones were. So, well, all in all, pretty good. I mean, same with summer reading. We've not seen this sort of excitement for a while. So, it's encouraging. And I mean, that's one of the big impetus when we were talking the Harry Potter program, because we really haven't done anything. And so it's going to be a bigger bash than we've done in the past. And we want people to know that.
It's
going to
change,
exactly.
That's part of what I'll be talking about. But,
yeah.
Suffice it to say, the population of this town is going to change.
So Friday evening and Saturday. Yeah. So. Yeah, so if you're coming through, stop on by. Or we'll set you. Maybe I'll make a note to set aside something for Karen.
Well, the grandkids, son, and stuff are going to the zoo.
Ooh. Oh, that's a fun trip too, though. Forever.
That's what we got Chelsea for the buy gift. It was another trip to the zoo.
It's great.
So I thought, man, is there anything better?
Maybe Friday. Stuff. How late are you going to be on Friday?
We're going to wrap up around 8 o'clock.
Okay.
We'll see how quickly, if we miss the timing on the movie, we may run a little later, but
okay. I'll drop
I may stop by and just to look in the door just to see who's there.
Look in and absolutely. So that's about it. My free time has been planning that. And, otherwise we've been rolling along trying to get stuff taken care of and over. Exciting. We haven't done any big reorganizing, so that's been good.
If I had somebody with a Neapolitan master, you'd make an
Fang.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh yeah.
That would be great.
I do have a lady that has English mastiffs in there. We're talking about dog with a head about that wide. That are sweethearts.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest problem is they. Will fling swabber.
I was gonna say they rule.
You gotta have a white rag.
The technical term for that is swat. it really is a hazard without certain kinds of
equipment. Oh, and one of the other new things Susan's been tackling is she's been collecting all the authors that have series, and so she's been adding to the call numbers. The series, a little code for whatever the series and the book number, so that it makes it a little easier for folks who are browsing
really
around here. Yeah.
Yeah.
We figured we'd soft figure it, just figure out how well it works, and then we could share it with the others.
We may have to do that too, because
we have a lady who comes in every time, and she's got her list, and she's going, okay, I've read this one, but not, she doesn't care about reading them in order. But I was like, well, I'm one of those sticklers. I won't read book number three until I've read two.
even with all of these things. You don't know which, but they don't always follow. But still, I like to go.
Yeah, it started with one of
several collections that are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 series, and there's a couple series.
And they don't always
been reading. If you read them out of series, you're a little confused.
Yeah. And they don't always put it on the spine or even on the cover. You don't even know. So
the curve for us is
make it easier for
the authors of those great series who are now dead and other people are writing those books.
That's always a debate.
And we scratched our heads about that. The Clive Cussler.
That just seems so long.
I know. But Clive Cussler books go out like crazy. They're not written by Clive Cussler, but they need to be with the other Clive Cusslers. Same thing with Robert B. Parker, the Spencer novels. One I ran into today, Dick Francis, one of the Racehorse novels. He died quite a while ago, and his son is writing. So it's the same last name, but it's a different person.
Or it's like Clancy books.
Or like, same deal.
Same deal.
Same deal, exactly. And so that's what it's fun being like.
Yeah.
I mean, we have these little problems that we have to talk about and get fierce about.
Because some are in the camp of, it's discovery. Where are they going to find it next to each other? And others are accuracy. Nope, that's not the author anymore. We put it by the author. And it's always the debate because each has their own merits.
You can't even expect an author to be the same on the first as they are on the last.
Yeah.
I'll give you the example. In 1950, the year I was born, Charles Schulz put out his first By the time I got interested in it, I couldn't tell you how disappointed I was to go back and see his original ones, because they didn't
even remotely the same.
You can be careful, but sometimes it really, it's just growth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? This is changing topic. Management discussion and analysis. I gave you a new date,
June 1st.
Will that work?
It works
perfectly. Do you need more time?
No.
Okay.
If we were getting prepared for today, that would have taken up our day to finish it. But
and then
when we got that email, we're like, okay, we'll switch gears and we'll still get that done.
Well,
so.
I thought you might be like having a lot going on, so I was like, I can give you more time if you need that more time, and then we'll still have it in time to give it to her.
We put first what we were doing most intensely yesterday and the day before was the admin assistant job description.
Okay, as we wanted that to be really complete so that whoever takes it on understands it. The scope is pretty wide, mm-hmm. even with financial and payroll things taken out. It's a lot of stuff.
Okay.
And so you're doing a request together for
We've got if the job description is okay. It's time for us to
get it posted as soon as tonight or tomorrow.
So, and I need to take a look at it. But if the job description aligns mm-hmm. with an admin assistant, adding extra duties, it's probably okay, but I do want to take a look at it since I did have that other job description approved by legal. I just want to look at it and maybe fine.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at it yet, but I will try to look at it. Mm-hmm.
But we thought that was job one just simply because we've got to get out there and start looking.
Yeah.
And then towards the audit response or the management response to the audit. Willie did. We were going to meet earlier, but he wasn't able to. So we did this week. And they taught us everything to pull, everything to cut. And so Susan and I took notes. We kind of know what we're doing with the garden better. So that'll hopefully look as great as it did, if not better than last year. So we've got that started. And then we got the numbers. We sat down. We figured out our final total, so I sent that over to Lori. So I know you saw it. So that we have the total of what they have left in the budget for the new flowers this year to replace the annuals. Like the petunias were the biggest request because they were the ones that were overflowing on the wall. So we're definitely going to do that again. And the zinnias that filled up the corner over here that just got so tall. So those two we decided we had to have again. Those were absolutely it. And then they're going to work on some signage. So. I've let our friends of the Kiowa Library know because they were willing to put in towards the sign. So once Willie spends the last of that budget, the friends will help cover the gap or whatever to get that signage up to thank them for it and inform anyone who passes by can see what was planted and why they were planted, whether they were the xeriscape or the sensory garden sort of stuff. So because I've been contacted by Echo. Echo's looking into some grants. They were like, well, we can't let you be the only place in the town. So they want to do a garden out front there too. Yeah, they've been prepping for it. So I'm going to meet with Deb tomorrow about it and tell her a little bit about the project and whatnot. So
the two of you rock on the street.
Yeah. So there might be a garden rivalry in the next few years. Who knows?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Because that just makes when you drive through the community and you see these, it's just really great.
Yeah.
I wish we had that on like Main Street or,
Right.
Yeah. But I think when we expand, when we decide what we're going to do,
some planter boxes
that can
or
be the center focus.
Yeah. We did the cattle troughs out there as planters, so that could be, you could maybe partner with Big R.
Yep.
Since they're neighbors, it's promoting their product, give us a deal.
Our biggest problem is labor to do that. It used to be that friends did that, mm-hmm. and we lost our friend who was our gardener. She's doing other kinds of volunteering, but I also know that we have demand for a garden club, and I thought I had somebody to run the garden club, and then she she posted on Nextdoor, and so many people saw what she posted that she's just doing things one-on-one. But if I could get a garden club going,
there's a garden club in Elbert.
Yeah, Elbert's
is
great.
Oh, there's one
another,
and there's one here.
But I mean, it's connected with the school.
So I will talk to my Nextdoor neighbor. Yeah. She is into that kind of thing.
Yeah, we need one in Elizabeth. Yeah.
So I'll talk to Sally and see if she's interested, or if she belonged to a group of local people between our two subdivisions, maybe I can get that group
sure
moved
Sheila
towards
knows,
the city.
We should talk to Sheila because she would
one of the actual CD ladies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Live and in person.
My wife is a CD lady.
Well,
she is a CD lady.
And that's, I look at all of those new houses mm-hmm. and wonder how many of those people, even if they come from Denver, mm-hmm. they don't know about gardening here.
Yeah.
They don't know.
It's different.
It's different. And
there's critters out here that like things and they look at them as a smorgasbord.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention the wind.
Yep.
The wind is tricky.
Well, yes, there is that.
Oh, and then 15 inches of snow.
And up to my knees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, hail.
Okay.
But anyway, it's cool to be in a growing place. Yeah. I mean,
it's both stressful, but it's exciting.
We do probably. Not yet, because I don't know.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. All right, so let's move on to update on the meeting minute restructure. So from the audit and from Flora, we had a recommendation to redo the meeting minutes so that our motions were numbered and that our motions aligned to resolutions. And I want to give a big shout out to Karen here because she has been going back through all the minutes and adding renumbering the motions, doing the resolution. So I'm checking January next. And then we have January, December, and that will be it because I said, let's just do it for the time.
Yeah,
they do. So we have clear resolutions that are clear about the decisions that we've made and why we've made those decisions. So like I said, I'm doing January, reviewing January, and she's done them all.
We have January.
You may have had one. Yeah, you had one. You had one in January. I didn't get the January 3rd one done.
Well, I'm guessing the one. I felt the January 3rd. 4 days later, we had another special meeting. So.
Okay, no worries. Yeah. No worries. So I'm just reviewing them, right. And then I'll bring those up.
And thank you for being diligent with that, because sometimes I don't even know what to say. Thank you for.
Yeah, I just went back through them, and if it wasn't clear, what I did is I went back and said,
"Thank you."
This is it, and I added the clarity. So hopefully, it's very clear about why we did what we did and the decision that was made and when it was effective.
It's just looking at the minutes. This past meeting's minutes, just looking at it. Oh, this is.
Yeah, it's been an excellent job.
This was just.
Okay, so
I wish I'd known earlier, but hey.
But you didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you know?
Well, and I'm getting in the groove. At first, it's like, oh my God, Google Docs is so awesome.
Yeah.
It's great for collaboration. Okay, the next thing is discussion regarding next steps for hiring a new director. So on Friday, I did confirm with Sarah that we will meet with her Friday, June 3rd at the Elizabeth Library from 12:30 to 2. Okay. She will meet with us and we will just go over the process. We will go over the process and next steps. And what I will be doing is I'll bring information with us so that way we can have it a working meeting. It'll be a working meeting.
Okay.
And it's from 12:30. And then we move into the one on the expansion.
So 12:30 to 2.
Okay. And what's her name? Her name is Sarah, right? You met her?
Yeah.
So working in that direction, right? So we're doing that. We don't have anybody here, so we can pass through the public comment. We covered the position info during the on the audit. So the only thing I think you had some stuff you wanted to bring up in regards to the site survey or doing a review of the.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like
that.
Well, Alan and I, Sheila was on, but part of what I was supposed to be based on what we talked about the last week was, you know, I was going to get in touch with some of the folks. Alan was going to go over and talk about zoning and those kinds of things. Well, Sheila has been slammed, so it's kind of been Alan and I doing this together. And one of the things that I have sort of been saying since I joined, but I mean, we've had so many different things in COVID, et cetera, that it was always hard to get any consistency when we're talking about building out, et cetera. So Alan and I took a walk today, and we went out around the over. One of the things that I have been concerned about is that, you know, even talking back to Jim, Rick Brown, everybody else that's been on board, there's never been any real clarity when we talk to people about it, just how much room we've got. I mean, it really is 5 acres.
Yeah, so the site you're talking about. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
And so we decided to go out and look at the fields and all those kinds of things. And in the process of doing that, and And then we'll follow up meeting with the administrator of the town, Elizabeth. We've discovered an issue. I went over a lot of this stuff, but suffice it to say, if you have not taken the time to walk the property,
is this behind the library?
This is behind the library. There is a retaining wall. And when we were looking at it, it appears to be about 6 feet. It has no egress. It is active, which means that essentially it can
fill. It can be a swimming pool, literally.
It helps.
Kids can fall in.
They have no way to get out.
Get out of it.
That's what's scary.
Okay, I've got some work to do here. I need to talk to the former directors to see, did you guys ever talk about liability?
Yeah.
And Rick Brown, who is an attorney, just been about in the past, he said,
it's a retain. It's a retention pond. I have, in my 50 years experience in construction, I have never seen one done that way. I personally don't understand how it got approved.
So it's a retention pond, not a detention pond. I mean,
it's a holding area, and when it becomes over full, then it will exhaust down the way. But it is to prevent a major flood from happening below us.
I work on retention and detention ponds in the planning commission, and they're different kinds of things. But if there's water that's where a kid can get in and drown,
if a kid is less than 5 foot tall, he or she is not going to be able to get out because there is no steps, there's no ladders, it's a wall that's...
And it's a hazard.
Because
you guys work with kids, you know, all you have to do is put up a sign, don't go over there.
They're in their own flesh.
And we're adding more houses right away, and it's... Soon we're going to be at a situation where...
I just need to understand what we're really talking about. Is this a area that water, that rains, whatever, snow melt, accumulates?
Oh, no, it was built.
Yes.
If you walk up to it, you're going to see a little wall about this wall, but as soon as it's bricked in, it's a swimming pool.
It's a pool.
So if you then are standing on the wall, not only could you fall over into an empty pool, but you could fall into it if it was full of water, and of course, kids can't resist water. Yeah. You know, then that's a potential hazard. And then I talked to Jim, and he said, I've never gone over there. Of course, that's...
I've been going to the library for several years, and I was not aware.
Because when they brought me on, I thought, well, he's still with parents and stuff like that. And I found that thing. So when we took the walk today, I mean, it was wonderful. One is that we have property, and then I can't divulge too much information, but the city of Elizabeth is going to be our neighbor, and they may, at some point in the future, want to, forgetting about any partnership, they might be interested in part of the grant, in which case, that would be, and it makes it even a further asset. But I took it another step further, and I called the city of Elizabeth, and I said, so, you guys own that pond? And they said, no.
Did they know what you were talking about?
Yeah.
It's our liability. That's what's the scary part.
Who's responsible for that? They didn't have an answer.
Did they not have documentation?
They know it's there. I talked to the engineer for the city, and they know it's there. But I said, how did we come this far along and not done anything about it? So, after putting all of this together, I call I said, you know, this is something I don't think we're going to do.
Yeah, definitely not.
And so, and then when I talked after them talking to Rick, he said, this is now that he said, if two board members know about it, you've got a problem. Mm-hmm. If three board members know about it,
board
you've got
knows.
A quorum.
Yeah, the board knows.
And
so now,
and
we're,
board,
there.
And now we're there.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to look at a minimum, throwing up a fence, putting signs on it,
yeah.
and taking care of it. Whether we have total liability or not, we have liability insurance. I don't know the amount, but I'm sure it's probably $1 million or more.
The problem is we have to act like we're proactive, i.e.
Yeah.
being right. responsible.
Yeah.
So this is a hitch in our get along because part of the money that we've got dedicated this year is going to, now that's going to come out of that.
Do we know if, I don't know, but we haven't seen a site plan. Do we know if there's an easement to get in and out from there?
Well, we saw plans today that we're not supposed to see, and suffice it to say, and we told them that we would keep some of that confidential, but mm-hmm. I don't have any problems telling you that we're going to.
Yeah, that might be an after recording thing.
Yeah.
We are keep that in the middle of the
plant. But
we are right in the middle of it. That is potentially senior citizens, center.
Are we trying to not say some stuff?
There's stuff. Okay.
Go ahead.
I want to understand what's happening. So, what I'm trying to say is if you have a discussion with the city, we are recording, so please do not talk about it.
I'm not going to talk about anything more than what I've already said.
Okay, no more.
I can't tell you where everything is, but I can say to you that it involves senior citizens, it involves. You know, everything imaginable, including things like, and there's no secret about this, will probably be with the cable, the internet, high-speed internet. Oh. I'll be first in line.
That would be great.
So it's good news, but it's also, like I said, I can't tell you what.
But what a great opportunity to be building a relationship with the town. I mean, that's terrific. You know, that's scary, the reason why. But
again, we're still not out of the woods.
Yeah.
Because, you know, maybe one of the, municipal court, we've got some good information about it, but it's still, it's not for me to decide. It's for everybody to decide whether that's consistent with what we want to do. The good news, behind that is that from at least what we saw, there's potential for other kinds of.
Being proactive on that detention pond.
So don't you think we need like a site survey?
Yes.
And then have them come in and give
that, he's going to get to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
can I ask real quick, what did Rick have to say about this?
Rick says you need to take care of it today. We need to get on it. I told the city of Elizabeth.
Okay.
They are on it. Okay. They are going to get back to me tomorrow.
That's great.
So we didn't let any grass grow under our feet.
Thank you guys very much.
Part
of what we were doing was I was going to spring this on Alan. We need a site.
Yep.
Because again, we have no idea where anything is.
Yeah, I was just going
to
ask.
We need to know exact square footages of what and easements from the building to our property edge.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of these things are going to influence what we can or can't do.
Yep.
And that pond is, we want to get that located on that site plan. So again, it has square footage. And all of these things need to be interacting with each other on that site plan because it it affects how we talk to the city.
We also need to talk to fire.
Yes.
Because they would be the ones that would have to come with that kid.
Yeah. If they knew they'd have kittens, they absolutely would.
This is multi-level kinds of stuff.
But you know, again, it's a great opportunity to be working with the town, because if they have plans, if they have visions for that land to the west of us, maybe that detention pond needs to be moved. I just had a case with the planning commission that was moving a detention plant and existing to down the slope.
That's the kind of stuff we can't talk about.
But it's just cool that we're having this conversation, because they're going to benefit, we're going to benefit.
We were flattered that they would share that with us.
That's very generous.
So
it sounds like your next step is we need a site survey so we can get a site plan.
We need a site survey. We also need to make sure that the county is on board with this, and that they know that the fire and rescue people have got to be in, because we're in the radius.
Robert and I, we've discussed that's our goal right now. We are looking for engineers, surveyors that can do this site plan, and to get a cost from one or two people, and hopefully local people, so that we, because we both feel that that's the very next thing that we need to get done quickest. And meanwhile, we have this liability with that pond.
So if you could get like two or three estimates, right, for a site survey, so that we look like we've done our
give the appearance for sure.
Yes.
Okay. So
I will say most of the RFP has to be three. So
yeah.
Okay.
Or three site plan.
Three quotes.
So basically, what we're going to do is three site plan quotes, coordinate with the town of Elizabeth, so that they're on board with this, and then alert the fire department.
Yeah, but not only that, we do have to think about putting things.
We need to be talking to three different fencing deals to figure out. First off, we need to get the city to tell us, are we going to have a 6-foot fence, or are we going to have an 8-foot fence? And he brought up a point here. Do we need to have a gate so that emergency people can get into that fence without having to crawl over the fence?
Yeah.
And
does
signage.
Have a thing where you can't crawl over the fence? The person doing the site survey would be able to
do that. Yes.
Right. But you would think also the town of Elizabeth would be able to tell you that too. Like if you have this egress, right?
I felt like we were kind of telling them that.
The problem is the city.
It's a team. It's a team effort.
Their building deal, they outsource it. They have an in-house people. But they outsource the majority of this building permit qualifications stuff. They've outsourced it, and so Robert and I have gotten an education here in the past couple of days on, it's not like they have an in-house building department that you just go talk to a certain amount of people. There's another consulting firm that's involved here. It's telling them what's going to happen or what's got to happen.
The good news is
they're very receptive.
They didn't see any problems with that building and anything that's been mentioned. So that's good.
It's a good thing you weren't on the walkabout.
Yes,
it is.
Dang.
Oh, and I have to comment, Alan's building experience in this, and I've seen retention ponds, but I have not had to work around it. Heavy highway construction, bridges, stuff like that. Uh-huh. But that's already taken care of by the time we shut it. And he said, "What is it?"
I've never seen a retention pond where you had did not have slope sites. I cannot, boggles my mind that they allowed that to go in there. I just, and there's a concrete culvert going into it that is what, probably 4 foot square grilled aperture, and there's a drain going out of that, about a 3 foot square deal going to a concrete.
If it's an easement, though, why wouldn't the town of Elizabeth be responsible for that?
Yeah, there was probably a requirement of our getting, of Rogers getting, getting approved for construction.
Right. The problem is the city has had expansion, and I had the feeling when they've made their moves from one office to another, some things didn't make the move. And so because the couple people we talked to, they, I won't say had the blank look on their face, but was of the opinion that there wasn't stuff on file. And so they were going to have to
search it
out. Think about
one
it.
One of those problems was the avenue for the city. The other one was on the water. And they didn't really give you any information. I mean, when they say, I'll have to get back to you.
Yeah. They need to go investigate.
So I don't want to belabor it any more than what I've already said. If there's a question I can answer for you or how we can, that's fine. But I just wanted you to know we're going to
we're moving forward quickly.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is good because this is part of our preparation for building expansion. Also, we have $25,000 allocated to do that work, so it would come out of that budget, that $25,000 budget that we planned for doing a site survey, doing an engineering plan, doing.
Well, it was probably built in, you know, kind of the Wild West type.
Yeah. So, right, they permission
asked. Yeah, I have one person already to ask for the fence. Okay. Potential Steve Gaither, I'll have him.
Steve Gaither, he did our fence before. I have another name, too, of somebody. He did the fence. Gaither did our fence over in Wild Point, but we had another person.
I've got a neighbor that did the fence.
Okay. Well, the biggie is we need people that are able to pull a permit with the city.
Yeah, all these people.
And so,
did you talk to James?
No, I haven't, but that now that I have his number, I can have him.
Okay.
Well, we need an estimate.
Well, sure.
Within
sure.
My hope is we can have X amount of information for our third meeting.
But even with the fence, that you need a site survey, so you've got to get estimates with the site survey.
And this may end up settling on next meeting.
Well, you can still have the meeting on the third.
We could.
Take over the conversation.
It's going to change dramatically.
It may take over the conversation.
The price may take over our budget.
Yeah.
Is what he's.
You think the price is going to take over? You think it's going to take over $25,000? It's
not a site plan is not inexpensive,
okay. especially in the current construction.
We're thinking.
Well, here's the thing. So go get your estimates, and then you bring it back, and we can vote on it. If we need to move money from another area, like from our capital expense that we're saving, we can do that. From the $300,000 that we're putting back,
yeah.
We can do that as long as it's towards the purpose of the building.
Right. We're going to have to go to the building.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Ellen, okay. Here's the surveyor that I know of, David Archer in Castle Rock, and he's been around for a million years.
But I really did think it was important.
Archer, just like the arrows.
You caught me at a bad time. You know, we had to wait till other.
And then here's this
phone. Well, it's well, that, I don't care as long as I get you.
Do we have any other business?
Yeah.
We talked about everything that you guys wanted to talk about,
yeah.
That you had concerns about.
Yep.
Okay. So can somebody make a motion to adjourn at 7:40?
Yes.
Yeah, 39:40.
Okay, so make a motion.
I'm going to let Robert make a motion because I've already done two.
Okay, I make a motion that we...
Okay, good.
I would second that.
I'm going to second it.
Oh, okay.
All in favor, say aye.
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 We are adjourned. Okay, but I do want to remind you...